What a beautiful song I have found, and I know that you have found also that many times God will take something that we never dreamed of losing so that he can replace it with something we never could fathom we would have. And that is the testimony of God's faithfulness, and it was very apparent in that song. And so thank you, Laura and Christina, for a beautiful, beautiful song. JC is with us this morning. He is our potential student pastor candidate. He's going to come share just about 5 minutes of his testimony and kind of what his vision is or what his philosophy for ministry is should he get elected into this position today. And then I'm going to come back and share some more about JC after he gets done. So y'all give a warm Lizella welcome to JC as he comes.
Morning, Lizella Church. How you doing? Everybody alive out there? It's a little bigger crowd than this morning. I got my practice on this morning. I got to share this for the big game in here. Hey, I just want to share my story for a few minutes. A lot of you I've got to meet, actually. I can look out and see faces I've gotten to meet. Some of your names I might still know, and a lot of folks that I haven't got to meet. So I just want to share a little bit of who I am and what I'm about, just to give you a little idea of who this guy JC is. Before you make a decision on whether you're going to call me or not. So I am a guy who was born and raised in South Florida. Don't hold that against me, please. I am a Gator fan. Don't hold that against me either. Again, I'm not perfect. God's still working on me. Amen. He ain't finished with me yet. So I was born and raised in South Florida. I was very grateful and very fortunate to grow up in a home with parents that loved me and that raised me in church. How many are raised in church? Church kids? Amen. Thank you, parents, for getting your kids in church. I know when I'm a parent one day, hopefully that I'll take those things my parents instilled in me, the importance of being in church, because it carried with me through life, and it probably kept me from a lot of things that could have really hurt me and damaged me. I grew up in a great Southern Baptist church, a great children's ministry, a great student ministry, got to see a lot of cool things happen. I can vaguely remember when I was 5 or 6, walking the aisle in the Palace of Praise, one of those cool little rooms that has castles and puppets and all kinds of sweet things going on. And I prayed and gave my heart to Jesus, and I grew up being a very good kid. If you had an idea in your mind of what a good kid was, someone that obeyed their parents and made their parents proud and followed the rules, rule follower, guilty, that was me. And I grew up being a really good kid. And what happened was I grew up in a small private school with a lot of good influence around me. I got to high school, to the large public school down the road, and got around some different influences and started running with some different crowds. And I started being two different JCs, for lack of a better term. I started being the school JC and the church JC. Those two guys, if they met, wouldn't have been friends. They wouldn't have been probably cool with each other. They were very different. I was a chameleon. I kind of fit into wherever I was at. If I was around good, solid, wholesome kids, I was being a good, solid, wholesome kid. If I was around kids running around, maybe getting into things, having bad language, things like that, that's what I was. I very much was a people pleaser. I kind of still am. Forgive me. But in the summer before my senior year, God did something miraculous in my life. At summer camp, a church camp, the first night, wasn't even during the preaching yet. No preaching had happened. Still during the worship set, God reached out down from heaven and just crushed me and broke me. And I began to weep. And I didn't know why. It was like weird. Like, what's happening right now? And God began to speak to my heart in the most gentle way that he could. JC, I want you to surrender your life to me. I was a good kid. I could tell you all the Bible stories. I could answer all the questions. I could check off all the boxes. But I had everybody fooled except God. And he reached out of heaven, and he touched me, and he said, man, I want you to surrender. I want you to give me everything. And that night, I didn't know exactly what was going on. But I realized later on that night was the night that I really committed my life to following Jesus. And from that moment, I've never been the same. And it took me on a really awesome journey. And some of you got to read about that in my bio a little bit. The first place it took me that was really instrumental was a small college outside of Knoxville called Maryville College. I got recruited to play football there. Don't be impressed. I wasn't a good athlete. I just worked really hard. And, you know, they needed bodies. They needed someone on the practice squad. So they asked me to come and beat up on me. So I went up there, total culture shock, away from my family, away from my friends, really homesick. But God did something in my life, and he really forged and really sharpened my faith. I was around a lot of people that didn't want anything to do with who I followed, who I believed in, this guy Jesus. And I really had to make a decision. Am I going to be who I say I am or not? And I pressed into Jesus. And what that time did for me, it showed me the world around me and how greatly it needed a Savior. And I came home from that experience. I didn't stay at Maryville very long. It was very expensive, and I just wasn't going to do it. And I really wanted to go home. I came home, and I never forget what I told my student, Pastor Jeremy. I said, Jeremy, I have this overwhelming desire to impact the world for Christ. And he looks at me and says, man, that's the call to ministry. That's awesome, buddy. And I said, great. What does that mean? I don't know, for whatever reason. I just don't remember us having a lot of kids in church that were called to ministry. I don't remember us celebrating it as maybe as well as we should have. And so I didn't know what that meant. Okay, great. So I just plugged into my church, and I served, and I was faithful, and I was trying to be faithful where I was at. And then God, about 3 years later, called me back to that calling and said, I want you to go and prepare and be trained and get ready for what I have for you. And so God led me to this small little school in Chattanooga, Tennessee called Tennessee Temple. And it was there that I spent 2 years getting trained, diving into ministry, taking advantage of opportunities. I did camp ministry. It was awesome. God eventually led me 2 years after that to a place called Truett-McConnell, now university. And I had a great few years there. I got to do some college ministry and invest in some freshman students that were there. And from that point on, God took me on a journey, working at several churches, giving me several platforms where I got to invest in the lives of students. And it's been incredible, guys. I could not have asked or scripted a better story for my life thus far. One of the things that I would have scripted differently that some of you are probably wondering is my marital status. I am single. I know some people want to know about that. Are we hiring a student pastor that's married or not? What's this thing in his bio about being a single dad of Muffin? Muffin, just so you know, is not my child. It is my child. It's my dog. I have a 26-pound English bulldog named Muffin. She is the cutest thing you have ever seen, I promise you. And hopefully you'll get to meet her. She'll steal your heart. So I have not been married. I very much desire to be married. But what I have found as I've grown to be content in this season of my life is that God has given me an incredible opportunity to really invest and influence and pour my life into students. I don't have someone I'm dating. I don't have a wife. I don't have a family. So what that lends to me is it really lets me press into who I am as a pastor, and that's someone who's very relational. I love your pastor, and I think one of the things that I love about him the most is he's just so people-oriented, and that's who I am. I'm probably like a little version of him. Some of the things that I'm, not good at, we probably share a lot of, yeah, that did sound kind of weird, didn't it? I'm a mini him, in some senses, not in a physical sense. So anyway, I'm very people-oriented. I believe in a relational type of ministry. What does that mean? I like to go where my sheep are. A shepherd isn't a shepherd if they don't smell like their sheep. They're just not. And that's kind of a weird thing, a weird picture to think about. But a shepherd is a shepherd because they tend to sheep. They care for their flock. They're with their flock. And so that's what I do. I go where students are. I hang out with my students. I go to ball games. And because I'm single, because God hasn't given me someone to spend my life with, to share my life with, I really have leveraged that opportunity into influencing the lives of students. And for as long as God keeps me in that season, I hope not too long, y'all be praying for me. But I'm looking to leverage that and influence the lives of students. I believe in Generation Z. That's your students. That's your kids. They're Generation Z, if you didn't know that. I believe they're a great generation. I believe that while they have things that are very different, the way they tick, the way they operate, the buttons that you need to push, I believe that they are incredibly gifted and incredibly, really gifted to make a difference in the world around them. I don't believe that your students are the future of the church. I don't believe they're the church of tomorrow. I believe they're the church of right now. And any church that doesn't embrace that is going to be in trouble. And so I think that your students have the ability to make a difference and impact to change the world right now, right where they are. I believe that with my heart. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to do everything in my power to reach and raise your generation of kids to love Jesus, to love the world around them, and to make a difference. As far as ministry goes and philosophy, I could get into a lot of things, but there's three things that I think are very important. Well, two different things in threes. The first thing is I believe in three F's. So when we gather together, we're going to have three things that are going to be going on: building our faith, making friends, having fun. At least two of those three things, if not all three, are going to be present in everything that we do. I believe in those three things. It's just very simple. It's a very easy model to build your ministry around. I want those things to happen. I think God's word is very important. Our students are here not just to play around and play games, but to learn about God's word in a controlled environment. So I want to teach your students about God's word, to love God's word, but I also want to teach them about loving the people around them, having community and finding community. Your students desperately, whether they know it or not, desperately desire and need community. And I want to provide a safe, fun atmosphere for them to find that here at Lizella. As far as pillars go, who I am, what I want to teach your students are three things. If I can teach your students these three things, instill these three things in them, by the time they graduate and move on, I will have done my job. Love God, love people, lead change. Those are the three things I believe in my whole heart. I believe those three things line up with the vision of your pastor and your church. I believe those three things are crucial. If they're going to be an on-fire Christian, a believer, to make a difference in this world, if they can embrace loving God, loving people, and leading change, they will make an incredible difference in this world. I'm excited at the possibility of partnering with your church. I hope that you're excited as I am, and I hope that your vote will reflect that. But I'm excited. I appreciate all the love, all the support I've gotten from everybody. So many people that I've met that have just been very gracious, very loving towards me, and just seem to be excited about what God could do with this partnership. So thanks for having me. Thanks for listening for a few minutes. And, yeah, let's have a great morning worshiping.
Good job.